Well, they're an easy first pet, a popular ornamental fish, a calming presence in dentist offices. But if goldfish are discarded in the wrong way, they can grow into destructive, well, monsters. Parts of Lake Ontario are filled with them, so researchers have launched a unique catch-and-release operation in hopes of getting the upper hand. Cass Roussey shows us how.
We started tagging goldfish in 2017.
Near Hamilton, Ontario, aquatic research biologist Christine Boston and her team are on a mission.
Oh, get the guy.
A mission to rid the waters of an unwanted and unwelcomed predator, goldfish. And not the tiny orange-colored variety in aquariums.
What are they doing in the harbor? These are meant to be in a fishbowl. Why are they so big? I don't remember goldfish being that big.
I think they have the resources. They have an unlimited supply of food here in the harbor for them.
That's good for the goldfish, which are not only surviving, but thriving.
It's doing well, and our native fish aren't doing well. It competes for the habitat that our fish need to spawn and reproduce. They generate a lot of turbidity in the water, which decreases the water quality.